James, thank you so much for speaking with us today. Tell me a little bit about what the Department of Rehabilitation Services does for people in our community.
We can provide on-the-job training services to help somebody find a job. Employer can provide on-the-job training. We do it through a letter of agreement. They can work up to 3 months, and DRS will pay part of their salary during the time to allow not only the client to learn the job and show their worth, but for the employer to try them out. At the end of it, we would like an employment outcome. It's not always going to happen, but we like that to be the outcome. But if not, they have another point on their resume they can use, and it's more experience they can relate to the next job position they apply for.
That sounds really beneficial to the employer because they can try out a new employee without paying full salary right away while they're deciding if it's a right fit.
It is. And a lot of the agencies that are funded with grants that have limited resources, it's a great benefit to them because that percentage amount can be negotiated between the counselor and that entity. And the letter of agreement denotes what is going to be done, when they're going to do it, how much the percentage is. And as long as it doesn't go over $5,000, we don't have to do a contract. We just do a letter of agreement.
That's a wonderful opportunity for people with disabilities looking for employment and for employers looking for someone that they can hire that they know is going to get the proper training and have the proper support.
Now, what we do is we try to provide job-ready, qualified applicants to individuals. So they've already been learning the job, they've already got history in the job, or they have the requisite training that's needed. And we don't send them just anybody. We send them a person that definitely has the abilities and the skills, knowledge to do the job.
So an employer can give you a list of qualifications they need someone to meet, and you can then match a candidate up with that.
Yes, they can. We have what is called the occupational network, or some people use the dictionary of occupational title, and it shows the job description of all the vocational goals that you could think of. You can look them up. You can go through them. You can see what the salary is. You can see what the employment trends are for a 10-year period and what the expected annual openings are going to be for the state and for national.
Has the COVID-19 pandemic had a large effect on your organization?
It has changed the way we do things. We have not been in the office. Our office has been closed. We have our tech go to the office on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, check messages, gather emails and faxes that have been sent in, disseminate those to the counselors, applications that come in. They scan them and send them to us so that we can then contact and do initial interviews over the phone. But everything we do basically is on the phone. I have not seen a client in about a month. But I have kept up with applications, I've kept up with planning and providing services all through this time without leaving my third bedroom in my apartment, which is now my office.
We all have a third bedroom office nowadays. Or a kitchen office or a couch office.
Or wherever you can find office.
We're all adapting right now.
Well, at this time, the DRS is not making a decision on when to come back. We've had a survey that we're doing to find out how this has gone so far, and then they'll go over the results of that survey, and then they'll probably make some recommendations from all the units, and then they'll tell us what we need to do. I don't expect that'll happen until June or so. So I get to stay home for a little while longer.
What would you say to employers or to educational institutions looking to use your services? How can they contact you?
They can contact the Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services, the state office, at 800-845-8476 to apply for services, or oklahomarehab.org. They can get an application online there. But if you're just wanting to contact our office in our area, you can contact VR2 Altus at 580-482-8605, or you can call the 800 number and talk to someone at the state office, and they can give you a list of the state agencies, the units in their area, so that you don't have to try to look them up.